Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. First of all, the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund presentation, that started things off in the item agenda. What's the story with this?
Andrew Collings with the Iowa Finance Authority came to present to the city of Knoxville. The Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund was established in 2019 as one of the last housing trust funds for the state of Iowa, and Marion County was included in that. So Knoxville has been approving a resolution the last couple of years to be the local match for that, to be able to for the Central Iowa Housing Trust Fund to receive funds through Iowa Finance Authority, there has to be a local match guaranteed. And so the only time that the city of Knoxville would pay out that local match is if there wasn't any projects submitted to be completed. And so we have not paid that out because we have had multiple projects from entities that have submitted that to the Iowa Finance Authority. And so now that it's been a couple years, Andrew wanted to come and give an update to the city of Knoxville about the projects that have been completed over the last few years. So it was good to hear about the good projects that have been happening because of that local match from the city of Knoxville.
Well, moving on, a discussion regarding livestock in the city limits. This was something that was carried over from the previous meeting. Tell us what was ultimately decided there.
Yeah, after the last city council meeting, mayor and council directed staff to reach out to there were four Iowa cities that currently do allow potbelly pigs in city limits. They wanted us to reach out to them and get copies of their codes and then also their feedback on how it's been going in their cities. Our community service officer, Meredith, reached out to them, got that information to them, and after reviewing that as well as hearing feedback from other citizens, the mayor and council decided that that was not something that they wanted to move forward with for the city of Knoxville.
Moving on here, a couple more presentations. The East Village Housing Project, what was that presentation about?
The Knoxville Economic Development Corporation is going to be submitting an application for Grayfield Brownfield credits through the state of Iowa, and it is a competitive process, so having a resolution of local support from the city of Knoxville just helps them out in that competitive role. So the city passed a resolution that we are in support of the East Village project and that they will be hopefully getting those credits to allow them to move forward for the successful project.
And then a VA campus planning update finished off the meeting. What was the story with that?
Glenn Lyons with 571 Polson has been working with the city of Knoxville for the last couple of years on the VA project. And so since the 28E agreement between Marion County and the city of Knoxville was approved a few months ago, I've been working with Glenn on next steps for the city of Knoxville. Once the demolition is completed in June of next year, then the city takes on the role for development. And so us preparing now ensures that once that demolition is completed, that we will be able to hit the ground running, hopefully when it comes to development and infrastructure improvements. So we have been working on that. And so it was time to give council an update on where we are at currently, and then recommendations on moving forward. So we were discussing phase one of what the infrastructure and street improvements would look like and where would we ultimately begin developing and marketing for the sale of land. And then we would like to be reaching out to a civil engineer as well as land architects to be designing the park area that will be up front of West Pleasant and in the Boulevard area. So, and then also appointing the joint committee member for the city of Knoxville. So it was, there's been a lot that has been happening over the last couple of months, and we thought it was beneficial to give council an update on where we currently are and then direction on how to move forward.
Well, that about does it for the meeting agenda. Next meeting, though, would fall on Labor Day, so that's going to be moved to the Tuesday. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It will be on September 7th.
Anything else we need to touch on here before we wrap up today?
Now that Nationals is done, I'd just like to thank everyone in the community that is a part of the event. It takes a team and a village to be able to pull off such a successful event and one of that magnitude. So everyone that's involved in the planning and in helping out over the last 10 days, thank you and appreciate all their hard work.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.